Happy Monday, everybody. It's hard to believe the weekend is over already, but here we are on a Monday morning. No doubt happy and excited to take on the day.
Yes.
Roy's face, I went, woo-hoo. And I looked over and Roy was like, shaking his head like, whoa, too much energy for Monday morning.
I'm still coming to terms with today.
It was a rough weekend for Roy. And we're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. He went to see Cardi B perform. Yeah. Or did he? We're going to get into that. Plus, we're going to try and make you $500 richer just by listening to the MRL Morning Show. It's called Wake Up and Win.
Have you gone to the website and told us what time you wake up to the MRL show? You better.
You better. And then you got 15 minutes to call us back. So I would say this. Since it's Monday and we're in a giving mood, I would be listening in the next 30 minutes or so if you gave your name then.
Oh, an early shout out.
Yeah. Okay. How about that? An early shout out. How about a Monday morning song, buddy? Do you need it?
I need it.
Something with a little kick for you?
Yes, I do.
All right. I think Ja Rule should do the trick, right? Oh, all right, come on, live it up, Roy.
A good chick, before it's all over, I'ma meet this chick, probably treat this chick more better, cause if you ain't, no, thugs and ladies go together, popping my collar, partner, who in the spot, baby, ruling the spot, in the mug, in the watch, of me, half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me, the ones that hate me, only hate me, cause they don't trust me, and they say I'm lucky, you think I got time to blow all this dough, and do all these shows, on flight, in the llama, charging white world, but oh, another episode,
do I do,
to everybody that be living it up, we say,
what?
Brother.
So sexy, I just want you next to me. Your whole vibe like a sign in ecstasy. This ain't nothing but an ink thing, baby. I know crazy. I won't feel your passion. Come when you act, laugh when you cry, cry when you laugh. But ain't nothing happen. Homegirl got a little uptight. Turned off the light and started crashing. The radio blast between me and you. But you ain't on the low with the freezing you do. And I thought you knew
what I
no time down till the sun come out.
Let me find out.
To everybody that be living it up, we say
what I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
what you do.
To everybody that be living it up, we say
what do.
You think it's funny that they're living it up, Lauren?
I do.
All right, Monday, we're ready for you. Now we're officially ready for you.
Bring it on, man.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on.
We also have a pair of tickets to hook you guys up with the Shamrock Jam, which is happening a week from this Saturday on St. Paddy's Day from 12 to 10 p.m., from noon to 10. It's a huge party at Queen Park Social.
Yeah, and you know, St. Patrick's Day is on that Saturday, so it's going to be unbelievably packed.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
I know. So you can get your tickets right now. You get VIP tickets, too, that get you up close and personal to the Journey cover band that we have out there. All right, but up next, let's find out. Roy, you did go see Cardi B at World Nightclub, and it was part of the CIAA festivities.
Yeah.
And we would like a full recap, if you would, please.
Oh, I'll tell you about all my weekend.
Okay. All right, great. We'll do it in just about 8 minutes.
The Manny Roy.
So, Roy,
yeah,
CIAA weekend was here.
Yeah, man, it was a blast. I went to a day party with Nicole and her girlfriend Lauren and
half the radio station.
Yeah, the whole radio station was there, which was just so interesting to see everybody get, you know.
Everybody get their work done in time to get out on a Friday at noon to go party. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
Oh. It was interesting. And, you know, it's also strange to see, like, a club in daytime.
Yeah.
You know, it is, yeah. You're like, huh, I didn't
Yeah.
Where's that spot
Yeah, the
before?
Sweet day party. is where if you wanted any business done at Beasley Media Group, you should have went to Sweet
to take care of that business. So I didn't really do much drinking there because I knew I was going to Cardi B, which was at World Nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now, let me just ask you this, because I want to just paint the picture for everyone. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think you're in radio, so you just get to World Nightclub and get in because Cardi B is
No. I had to pay $100 a ticket in advance. Yeah. Radio people aren't that, cool, mm-hmm. man. Yeah. And when we arrived, I had to wait in a long line to get into the club.
How long do you think you waited to get into the club?
Outside, it was
45 minutes?
30, 45.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good bit of time.
You're a better man than I was.
Which, by the way, this is already, we got halfway there and had to turn around because Sterling forgot his wallet. So it's already starting where we just can't get to the club.
The move where Lorraine goes to the front of the line and is like, hey, is there anything you can do?
No, of course. Not only that, I would have parked trying to get VIP parking. Believe me. Yeah. Roy does it the good way.
So we arrive and we're waiting in line. And while we're waiting in line, some bouncers that work for Worlds walking up and down. He says, $80, you could skip the line. And there was a brief moment I thought about, maybe I should.
Is that even legal?
Oh, no.
He said $80.
If you grease me, I'll let you in the side door.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. Are you sure you want to put that out there, Roy?
He said $80, it upgrades your ticket to VIP.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I guess you would get also a perk.
Yeah. Did you see anybody take advantage of that?
No, it's $80.
I would have paid $80 to get off the line.
We just spent $100 a ticket.
Here's the thing. You're either going to stand outside or you're going to stand inside.
Yeah.
So we finally get through, and let me tell you something. I'm having the time of my life. Sterling is a smart man. He knows I hate clubs. I'm not a club guy. I'm more of a drink at the house or drink at a bonfire. So I'm already gone, mm-hmm. you know, before we even arrive. I'm having the blast. I'm drinking, having a good time. So Cardi B comes out like at 1:15 a.m. And the crowd flips out. Everyone's filming her, and she's just standing, waving.
Who introduces her on stage?
She does. No one.
No one.
She magically appears. She magically appears.
Just appears out of nowhere.
Appears out of nowhere. The crowd goes crazy.
So if nobody was paying attention to that point, you wouldn't have known Cardi B from Adam.
That's true. They turned on a spotlight.
Okay. Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't like, ladies and gentlemen, Cardi B.
Right.
Yeah.
It just all of a sudden you saw the spotlight appear, and mm-hmm. then there you're like, oh, the person wearing the fur coat, I guess that's Cardi. I don't know. I And so they start playing some Cardi music, and she's dancing, and I'm dancing, by the way. I don't give two craps about what's going on around
right.
me. But, you know, it gets to
the... She could have been performing at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear her say a few things.
On the mic.
But you can't understand what she's saying.
I don't play. We're going to do this. Let's go.
And you're like, I don't know what she just said. She said something. And honest to God, the music was overpowering her. So I couldn't understand... You know what it was.
You ready to stay lit?
Roy's like, I think. Yeah. I didn't get that.
So it's like 1:50. Club closes it too. It's 10 minutes out. And
shoot. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, club closes it too. She arrived at 1:15 and, you know, nothing's been performed. And she continues just to twerk and dance. And we're just like.
On stage.
Yeah. And so I tell Sterling, I'm like, listen, we got to get out now, you know, before the crowd leaves.
This is it.
Like I hope you understand. Like, we got to leave. This is it. He gets so angry because she never performed one song.
Yeah.
I probably would have been
so
upset, too.
So angry. And let me tell you, because we got back in the car ride, and man, was it. I was doing everything I could to defuse the situation. I was like, you know, if the Kardashians do a club appearance, they don't sing. And he's like, they're not singers.
Yeah.
Oh, so here's my thing. It wasn't said that she was going to perform.
It's not a concert.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's what I was telling him. Like, it was a club appearance.
Right.
And I was like, Sterling, in my experience with club appearances, they show up right before the bar closes.
Yeah.
Wait, so then why would you pay $100 to go?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Yeah, why would you, knowing that ahead of time, why would you do that?
It was brought to my attention that I miscommunicated what I knew about club appearances to Sterling.
Yeah, because I'm like, if the Chainsmokers are going to host a party, I assume they're going to perform.
Well, Lauren, you remember when B.O.B. came in?
Yeah.
The guy didn't show up until like 5 minutes before the club ended.
Yeah.
Closed. And so...
Yeah, but wasn't that supposed to be like an album release thing?
I don't know.
So I'm looking at No Limit Larry, our friend at Power 98, and he posted Friday, March 2nd, Cardi B takeover. That's the key word. It's like when we have artists come in here and sit with AJ and they're like, they're, you know, the guest host of the Hot 7 at 7.
Sure.
It doesn't say anything about Cardi B performing. And dude,
now on the ticket and on the website, it never even said that though. It just said Cardi B was going to be there.
Right. So, it's not a performance by Cardi B. Right.
But,
know?
And I also get Stone's point of view, but when you bring a singer into a room with an audience, you kind of expect there's going to at least be a performance. And that's not to say
she got paid a ton.
Oh, a ton of money.
To come do this.
Our tickets were $100 a pop to watch Cardi B stand there.
See, had I known, because I almost wanted to go, but had I known that, I wouldn't have been into it. So, did Lil Wayne perform, or was Lil Wayne just hosting a club appearance?
It's safe to say nobody, quote, performed.
Well, but you know, they'll sometimes do one or two songs. I mean, and they'll sing on top of the track.
Picked up a microphone and sang on top of a track, yeah. But I also, Roy, when I was working in Memphis, I did a Kardashian appearance with Courtney.
But they're not singers.
And people were like, do something. She just sat on the couch on the stage and looked at everyone who looked back at her like a zoo animal.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. That's how it was. So I said to the manager's like, geez, we paid for this. Like, he didn't know what he was getting into. I said, well, do you want me to go up there with a mic and like do a quick, how you doing? What's going on? Welcome to, you know, Tunica, Mississippi. He's like, yeah, let me check. He came back. He goes, no go.
Wow.
She actually tweeted to the crowd. She's like, don't just stare at me. Do something. Dance. Have fun. And we're like, you're in Tunica, Mississippi. Things like this don't happen.
Yeah. You're the biggest thing to
happen to this town. Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of how it felt. Of course, I didn't care. I know that Sterling loves Cardi B and was like a huge fan, but so disappointed. Mm. You know. And by the way, I would have been really angry if I paid for that $80 VIP upgrade. If I paid $180 to go there and watch Cardi B twerk.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah. Well, off air, Loren and I are going to tell you how you could go next time without spending $100.
You know how to get in that place for free? Because I tried with no limit.
Well, it sounded like you could have just gone up to one of the bouncers.
Yeah. I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have such a hard time of thinking of you paying $100 and her sitting there and you're
$200.
And we promoted it during the week. Like Loren mentioned that she was going to be out there like five times. We did her the favor.
But you're telling me.
Like Cardi B didn't need any favors from us.
I wish that we were cool enough to get in for free.
Yeah.
I tried.
Do we have a name here?
Got it.
You got it? What is it? Is it time for the name, Nicole? It is?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Who cares? Let's do it.
It's early.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Nicole's in a different room and she whispers in her ear, but you don't have to whisper. I didn't hear what you said.
I didn't either. I just heard somebody whisper.
That's exactly what we hear.
What?
It could have been one of 80 things. All right.
I think she was telling us to go to break, though, by the way.
That's what I thought.
Because we were supposed to go to break two minutes ago.
Was it break or the keywords? Right.
It's okay.
You just shook her head. It was also not an answer.
We gave her options. She just shook her head.
Just shut up, you idiots. Go ahead, Loren. What name are we giving the $500 to?
Holly Hensman. We're looking for you from Statesville.
All right. One more time.
Holly Hensman.
Hensman?
Yes.
Holly Hensman, you now have 15 minutes to call to claim your $500. 704-570-9595. If you know Holly in Statesville, tell her to call and claim that cash. Oh, whoops. Wrong one. Hold on. We'll delete that one out of there. Here we go.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Mystery celebrity, just sign in and say your name, please. Hi, it's Cardi B. I want to say hi to Roy.
Oh, please.
Thanks for coming out on Friday night.
I hope you enjoyed my $200.
You're welcome.
What was Cardi B wearing?
She was wearing, like, if you could kill a bear and just wear the skin.
this huge fur coat.
Yeah, you couldn't even see her body. It was just her head sticking out of a fur coat.
Which my husband said that she's, you know, there's rumors that she's pregnant. So.
Yeah, so maybe she was hiding, yeah.
All right, Loren, we're trying to give away $500 in our Wake Up and Win contest, just paying you to listen to the MRL show. Whose name did you call out?
We're looking for Holly Hensman.
Is this Holly Hensman?
Holly?
Holly, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
You wake up with the MRL Morning Show at 6:15 every morning?
Well, technically, I wake up at like 4 a.m., but I'm listening at work at 6:15, yes.
Okay, so now I got to know, what do you do that requires you to be at work at 6 a.m.?
I'm a chef.
What?
I work at a competing radio station. We're actually going to give this money away.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us money to give away.
Yeah. Well, listen, Holly, you get $500.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yes, girl. $500 just for waking up and listening to the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
What are you going to do with money?
Well, actually, I'm 6 months pregnant, so I'll probably use it for the baby and for nursery stuff.
Good for you.
There you go.
Good for you.
I'm actually going to share a story later on about how Amanda and I had to make a shady deal with someone for the baby to come.
We met
at Target. We met behind the Target.
What?
Like, that's not shade.
What?
Yeah, but I'll explain why.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, Holly, congratulations on that baby and congratulations on being $500 richer.
Thank you so much.
All right. See how easy it is, you guys. Holly just went to the website, kiss951.com, put it on there. And she woke up at 6:15 or listens to us at 6:15. And she won $100. We'll call out another name. We're going to do it like all week long.
Yeah, so you still have time to get in on this. Kiss951.com. Wake up and win. Find the logo and then put your name in.
Did you guys see that Dean's video of him doing the baby announcement got picked up by People magazine?
Yes. I was so excited.
Wasn't that crazy?
That was great. That was really great. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, so I'll just tell you real quick, Lauren, before you tell us and update us on the Oscars last night. This company randomly, like 3 weeks ago, reached out and said, hey, we love the video of you telling Dean he's going to be a big brother and him having a funny reaction. And if you don't know what the video is, we'll put it up at the MRL show on Instagram, or it's probably already up there. You can go look. But Amanda, my wife, and I put Dean down at the kitchen table and we say, Dean, you're going to be a big brother. And he goes, uh-uh. We repeat that. And he goes, We're like, are you excited? He goes, okay, bye. And then he walks out.
Yeah.
Like outside, not out of the room. He's leaving.
It's a cute video.
He walks out to the deck.
Yeah.
And so this company says, hey, we sell these videos.
Yeah, they sell viral videos.
And we love it and we think it's hilarious. How would you like to be part of our, you know, company? And I'm like, well, shoot, it's just sitting in my folder anyway or my cloud. I was like, sure, I'll do it. So, like, on Thursday night, I signed off on all the paperwork. And then, at like, Friday at, like, 3, Amanda's like, oh, my God, come look at this. Dean's on People Magazine's Facebook page.
Now, how does that work? Did you just sell the rights to them, or do you get a cut of each time a company picks it up?
No, each time a company picks it up, they put a little coin in the
Great.
In my account.
Do people pay?
It says it'll take a little while for it to come through. They're like, the website's hilarious. They're like, hey, looking for the money?
Yes.
Don't worry, it's processing. Yeah, because I know everybody that does the videos are hungry.
Yeah.
Did you have to find that video yourself once it hit people, or did they send you the link?
No, they didn't send me the link.
Oh,
no.
You just happened to see it. So you won't even know if this gets picked up or used somewhere.
Yeah, like Amanda's friends tagged her, and they're like, Amanda, look, it's Dean on People magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I looked, it had like, I don't know, 98,000 views or something. And
there's businesses set up to do exactly that, man. It's a whole industry.
Right. They buy funny videos.
Yeah.
They're like, do you have any more? And I'm like, well, I don't want to start reaching, but here's one of him dancing.
and then you feel bad because they're like, oh, that's not good.
That's
You're
not
like,
good enough.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, don't tell me my boy's not good enough.
Yeah, that's my production company did that. There was a kid that went viral. We won't name the kid, but we sold his video to several news outlets pay. Everyone
news
pays.
Outlets have to pay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can or what you'll do, the company like what you've done,
mm-hmm.
they'll just set it up to almost like a big network, and all the news agencies pay a fee to be part of that network.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then that's how the cut will
right.
happen. But we sold a viral video individually to like all the LA and New York TV stations. And yeah, they'll pay big. Everyone pays big money to have the rights to it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm looking at and People Magazine. It's obviously a pretty big publication, pretty big Facebook page. I was looking through the comments. And unless they do a really good job of deleting comments, everybody's playing really nice.
Yeah. They like, might have it set where, like, keywords get deleted,
okay,
too.
There's no mention of Trump. No mention of, like...
Well, why would they mention Trump in your child's video?
Oh, You could turn any video into a political rant.
I guess you get a point.
Yeah. I mean, like, easily somebody could have been like, he's walking out the door just like I did when I voted for Trump or whatever, you know. Yeah, sure. And then all of a sudden it turns into a huge argument. So it's pretty funny. Anyway, the video is up. I thought that was interesting. I had no idea. It was like a legit, like, surprise. Amanda's like, you got to look at this.
That's cool.
I was like, oh, my God. Yes, we're making money. I love it. Dean's making us money.
Now you'll start purposely trying to set your kid up to do things.
No. You put it towards his college fund.
Dance boy.
Yeah, you're like constantly trying to make him perform viral videos.
Read this. Read this script. You're not reading it right.
You give him a carton of eggs directing and be like, what do you want to do with these eggs? Do you want to throw them? Try to do anything. You getting angry?
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Laurent Show. Yeah.
But it's all based on that. Like, we're going to name our baby this. How do you feel about that, Dean?
Yeah.
It all involves about the future child.
So funny. Yeah, everything. Yeah. You coming around yet, buddy? You want to throw eggs at the baby?
Aw, don't.
All right, Ren, I guess you got a full Oscar recap for us?
I do. It was the 90th annual Oscars, and of course, Jimmy Kimmel hosted. We'll get a full rundown for you coming up in the Dirty in 3 minutes.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel offered to give a jet ski to people who did this on their awards. It's pretty funny, too. We'll have to play that for you. It includes the Price is Right theme, which we love.
We did.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette. By Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So before we get into the Academy Awards, there is a wedding on the horizon. Courtney Cox, rumor is that she finally locked up a wedding date. Her and her fiance are set to walk down the aisle in June at their house in Malibu. I love that all these stars get married at their homes.
Well, when your home's...
It's like a resort.
Okay, touche. It's not like your old school backyard barbecue. Yeah. All right. Jennifer Aniston is rumored to be one of the bridesmaids.
Of course.
Okay, so getting to the 90th Annual Academy Awards, of course, last night was the Oscars, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. And I feel like the open of the show took a really long time, but it did get somewhere. After
like our show?
Yeah, kind of. After a really long open that didn't leave that much time for awards to be given and speeches to be given. So Jimmy Kimmel had a little idea of his own and said that he would give this to someone who had the shortest speech.
Whoever gives the shortest speech tonight will go home with...
It's a brand new jet ski! The number one choice for watercraft enthusiasts. Retail price, $17,999. Back to you, Jimmy.
And Helen Mirren was the model.
Yeah.
Who was like you know, showing it off.
Yeah, the little Vanna White girl.
Yep. He came out, Lorraine, I don't know how deep you're going to get into it, but, you know, obviously it was different this year because the Me Too movement,
sure,
the Time's
right,
Up movement.
He did touch on all of that.
Harvey Weinstein was mentioned, not as quickly as I thought, not as in big joking manner as I thought.
They had 20 minutes to cover everything. They didn't have to rush through it.
But he also used the word to describe the most private of areas on a man. And I saw a lot of people were like, hey, ABC, it's 8:05. And we're throwing that word out there.
About that.
Sure, okay.
Especially in the middle of the movement and everything, but he was doing it talking about the movement.
Right,
so
right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Are kids really watching the Academy Awards?
Well, if the parents are, maybe the kids are being...
Yeah, in the same room, getting ready for bed. All right, I gotcha.
Is it weird that, like, I use that word with my son? Like, when we talk about that, like, are you going to do that? Are you going to be open?
I didn't watch it. Was it the scientific medical term?
For the man.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what it is.
I know, but some parents are like, we don't want to talk. Like, my brother doesn't tell my niece about
it. Okay, so here's the thing. This is how I kind of feel about it as a parent. When my kid's going to preschool, I don't really want to call it that because I don't want him to become attached to the word and throw it around the classroom. But when he gets older and he understands, like, yes, we will use that word.
Yeah,
but,
see, we've done it from go, and, like, our plan is, like, Dean, you know not to talk about that. That's just what you call it.
Right.
And don't be ashamed of calling it that.
I was ashamed of the nickname my parents called it. I was ashamed of. I wish we called it the medical term.
Now I want to know. I need to know.
I'll just say the medical term makes it seem more powerful than whatever my parents used.
All right, come on. We're not coming up with names for it. Let's go.
That is more interesting. I'm sorry. Okay, so the big winners of the night, of course, was The Shape of Water, which I have not seen yet. I was, like, taking notes on all these movies that I need to see. They had 13 nominations, but only walked away with 4 awards. Jordan Peele also won... for Get Out, and he said that it took a really long time to write this movie.
I don't know if I have that.
Oh, no. It was supposed to be in there. It's okay. We can come back to it in the 7:30 dirty.
Is it original screenplay? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Thank you. You guys are gonna mess up my jet ski. Hold up. This means so much to me. I stopped writing this movie about 20 times because I thought it was impossible. I thought it wasn't going to work. I thought no one would ever make this movie. But I kept coming back to it because I knew if someone let me make this movie, that people would hear it and people would see it. So I want to dedicate this to all the people who raised my voice and let me make this movie.
Okay. Nice.
By the way, I know we have to probably move on from this, but Jimmy Kimmel did address last year's Best Picture moment as well.
Okay.
And you don't have to play it. I'll just tell you what he says. But,
well, we spent half the dirty talking about Roy's. So if you want time back, you can have it.
All right. But he did take a second to address the issue. And if you watched last night, on the outside of every single envelope, there were big letters that said what the category was. There was no mistake.
This year, when you hear your name called, don't get up right away. Give us a minute. Give us a minute. We don't want another thing. What happened last year was unfortunate. I've not told the story in public because I wanted to save it for tonight, but here's what happened. This is true. Last year, about a week before the show, the producers asked me if I wanted to do some comedy with the accountants, and I said, no, I don't want to do comedy with the accountants. So then the accountants went ahead and did comedy on their own.
You know, I don't get it because I've already forgotten what happened a year ago.
Oh, remember, they had a Harvey moment and they read the wrong name.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey moment.
Harvey moment is something different now than it did last year.
That's fair. But they had the wrong envelope, so they read the wrong movie.
Okay.
So all of these people come up on stage, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, we didn't win. It actually went to this movie instead.
Okay, that's funny.
And
it
was the biggest award of the night.
Oh, and then those people must have been devastated.
Yeah, like people were leaving their Oscar parties and leaving the Oscars thinking that it was over. They were like, wait, come back.
Are we really recapping last year's Oscars with Roy?
He's
hearing it for the first time ever.
No, listen, I probably had the same reaction a year ago.
What happened? I don't get it.
Tape.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thank you, Lauren. If you played the lottery, if you played the Powerball, we sold a Powerball ticket here that's worth $1 million. So it's from the it is Powerball. Yep. Just want to make sure it was the right one. Yeah, the Powerball was worth $22 million.
And somebody in Charlotte won
$1 million of it.
Well, you better be looking for any coworkers that are missing today.
No, you can't leave for $1 million once they take taxes.
Well, yeah, but still.
We'll tell you where they sold it coming up here in just about 3 minutes.
Hey, this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Nicole, Roy, Loren, anyone shop at the Earps convenience store on Cambridge Commons Drive?
Unfortunately, no.
Every day.
Yeah, do you play the lottery there?
I've never heard of the place. Herbs?
Earps. Like Herbs. Wyatt.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, the Powerball drawing held on Saturday produced $1 million win in Charlotte, according to officials with the North Carolina Education Lottery. Lottery officials said the lucky ticket was sold at Earps convenience store on Cambridge Commons Drive. The $1 million ticket matched all 5 white balls drawn, beating the odds of 1 in 11 million.
Jeez.
The person who won had a 1 in 11 million of doing it. Winners have 180 days from the drawing to claim their prize. As of this morning, when this story was written, nobody had claimed the prize yet. But it's Monday.
Yeah. People are figuring out what to do.
Yeah. How to blow that money on a Cardi B
concert. Where she doesn't perform.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love spending my money on concerts where they don't sing.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got to get into our new favorite Monday morning question, which is, why is your Monday already a hot mess?
It's 6:45 and you're like, I just want to go back to bed.
704-570-9595. We're going to get your calls right now. Why is today already a hot mess Monday?
Now it's your $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-8179. That's 800-597-8179 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
The hardest thing about Mondays is regretting decisions from the weekend.
Oh, no. What do you regret?
Not going to Essex for brunch.
Me too. I heard that their brunch menu is going to be on their Easter menu as well, and with a lot more items. And I'm obsessed with their salmon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they have that marinated salmon. Benedict Station, Carving Station, prime rib, fresh baked ham, pork tenderloin, and amazing drink specials.
Yeah, so they got $4 mimosas and $6 Bloody Marys, and that's going to be at their Easter Sunday brunch, April 1st, 10:30 to 3:30. All you have to do is pay $35. They're going to cook for you, they're going to clean for you, and they're just going to make Easter easy for you.
Oh, that's the best way to do it. Who wants to cook all the stuff, then have all the pots and pans while you're trying to entertain your family? You need to take them to a fantastic place where it's kid-friendly, only $35. Essex, it's in Uptown.
We're currently training female AC technicians.
Hey, delicious.
The Moo and Brew Festival is coming April 28th to the Music Factory. Beers from over 50 craft breweries, burgers, 15 burger joints, live music. Tickets on sale now at mooandbrewfest.com. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
The Manny Roy M. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's a simple question with an easy answer, and hopefully things have gotten better for you. But we need to know,
why is today already just a hot mess for you? 704-570-9595. You know, I had a mini hot mess Monday morning myself. I got in the shower, and I guess I didn't shut the shower door all the way.
Oh.
And so I get out, and I step in a puddle. Like, it's my whole floor in my bathroom is a puddle mess.
You got to be careful, man. You can slip.
Seriously.
Well, yeah. But now, but then here I am at 5 a.m. putting towels all across my bathroom floor trying to clean up a flood.
Now your boyfriend's going to wake up this morning and have no towels to use.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
704-570-9595. Why is today a hot mess Monday? I guess I got a mini one too. It's nothing major, but I always do this. I take my wallet and I put it in a drawer. And Nicole's like, why do you put your wallet in a drawer? And I'm like, I just put my wallet and my keys in the same spot every night so that in the morning when I get ready for work, keys, wallet.
Okay, makes sense.
The wallet's important though because the pass to get through the doors here because of security.
Oh, yeah.
I have it in my wallet. So today, of course, last night, of course, I didn't put my keys in the drawer. So my wallet's sitting there and I got locked in the lobby. Nicole didn't answer.
Mm, so you were just out there standing by yourself.
Yeah.
I
felt like an intern who couldn't get in. I'm like,
hello.
Hello.
Somebody?
My name is on the show.
Anybody?
Hello. Anybody. Hot Mess Monday, 704-570-9595. Why is your Monday already off to a rough start?
Let's bring in Kayla from Lancaster. You are live with Hot Mess Monday on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. Why is it a Hot Mess Monday for you?
Well, my boyfriend of a year just moved in yesterday, officially.
Well, congratulations.
And yeah.
That didn't sound like a hot mess.
Our Monday started off with my seven-year-old throwing up this morning.
Aww.
So he got introduced into potential parenthood very quick this morning.
It's throwing him right into the fire.
Welcome
like,
home.
This is the worst it's going to get, honey.
Yeah. I turned around and saw his eyes watering, and I asked him if it's in the show, but he still wanted to be here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kayla, my best thing that I've always said, set the expectations low so that way he could just be shocked when everything goes well. I think it's fantastic. Okay. This is probably the best thing to happen to you. Yeah.
Probably.
Thanks, so, Kayla.
And you'll find out his level of commitment very quickly.
Right. And then that will give you the information if you know. The information you need. If you want to be part of Hot Mess Monday, 704-570-9595. You can always tweet your Hot Mess Mondays at the MRL show.
Did you see this? Loren, Fox is set to air a previously unaired interview with OJ.
Oh, I saw that, and I'm so interested. I didn't know that these tapes existed.
He filmed like a...
Are we going to talk about it now? I'll just throw it out of my dirty.
A documentary.
Let's talk about it now.
I'm not being sassy. I'm just
we're waiting
asking.
For people to come in anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So this whole thing is kind of crazy because there's an interview where they're saying it could be taken as a confession because he's saying, if I did it, I'd have had an accomplice. But in the interview, he slips back and forth between the first person and third person. So they're thinking that he has multiple personalities.
It's a 2006 interview, and according to TMZ, it's billed as the Lost Confession, and it's airing on Fox on March 11th. But there's more to it. Like, TMZ actually has clips of what is coming up on March 11th on the special. And, like, he says he was there that night.
Oh, yeah. He says he knows the story better than anybody.
Yeah, he was there with Nicole, and he has a reason why he went there. And we'll get into all of it coming up in 3 minutes.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Coming up in just about 3 minutes, we're going to ask you so you can start thinking about this. Everything was going great on the date, and then blank. The Whisper app had a whole thread going, and it was really funny. It was like everything was going great on the date, then he spilt spaghetti all over me. Everything was going really great on the date, then he told me he didn't have money to pay for the dinner that he wanted to go to. So what was going really well on your date, and it was all going well, and then all of a sudden things took a right turn? Call us, 704-570-9595. So, Loren, this OJ special, Fox is going to air it on March 11th.
Yes.
And it's supposedly, it's him confessing, Roy. It's called The Lost Confessions from a 2006 interview.
Well, they call it a confession because he was speaking hypothetically, supposedly, through the whole thing. But at certain times, he replaces the third person of himself with first person, which makes it seem like he's admitting to the crime.
Right. And the whole premise behind the interview was, you know, he did this whole, if I had done it, hypothetically, if I had done it.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hypothetically, if I had done it, I would have had an accomplice.
Right.
But because he's slipping back and forth, people are saying, well, maybe he has multiple personality disorder.
According to TMZ, the 2006 interview has things like OJ describing trying to go there to scare the crap out of Nicole the night she was killed, saying that he showed up in the Bronco with a friend, brought a knife, and wore a hat and gloves for, quote, dramatic effect to scare her.
And in the interview, I believe he says something to the effect of, like, I know the story better than anyone.
Yes.
But,
yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Here, listen.
Yeah.
Here's the teaser clip that they're playing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before. It takes place the night of June 12, 1994, and it concerns the murders of my ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her young friend, Ronald Goldman.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say, I know the story better than anyone.
Mm-hmm. But he also says that he blacked out at some point. Like,
I cannot wait for this. He says he also, according to TMZ, says that he talked about seeing candles lit in Nicole's room as if she was expecting company of another man.
Mm-hmm.
OJ describes becoming enraged when Ronald Goldman shows up with the sunglasses that he left at the dinner table, she left at the dinner table. You're right, Lorraine. At one point, he says he blacked out and then came home covered in blood and has no idea what happened.
Yeah. I'm like, that sounds like an admission.
Oh. Tell me today's the 11th. I got to watch this.
I know.
And how come this wasn't released, 2 years ago or a year ago when they did the whole crime story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is this?
Well, I think they were following the trial for the crime story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why is it that it happened in 1994? When Roy was 2, and I'm still enamored with it.
And Roy, it doesn't have that connection to the story like we do.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know about it.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, of course I know about it. Who
but
doesn't?
But I remember watching the trial live.
Oh, me too. Yes. No doubt. I mean, it was amazing. Do you think Roy found out because, like, he was watching an old football, like, NFL films thing?
No,
he's like, boy,
anything.
That OJ is something. His dad's like, well, Roy, I got to tell you. Like
things don't turn out
so
well.
Yeah, is he a coach somewhere?
No, if it has to do with football, Roy's definitely not watching.
Well, I can learn a thing or two from OJ, Dad. No, you can't.
Can we go? Is he doing any charity signings or anything? Well, that's ironic that you say that. He does do signings, but apparently people take it from him.
Yeah.
All right.
And he takes
anyway.
It back at gunpoint.
Morgan in Pineville, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, we're good. We're just gearing up for this OJ special that's coming, you know, but we also were reading the Whisper app, and it was really funny stuff. Everything was going great on the date until blank.
Yeah. So I everything was going great on the date. It was actually a second date for us. And we were at the that movie theater in Uptown where, like, they feed you at the same time. And so he went down because our appetizer never showed up. He went down, was gone for 20 minutes, came back, and was yelling at the screen and being really, like, aggressive. And then he started making out with my shoulder because I wouldn't kiss him with his foot in my mouth.
What?
I'm not even kidding you. Like, literally just full on my shoulder. And so I made an excuse to leave and go to the bathroom, and then I never came back. And he called me and was like, where'd you go? And I was like, I felt sick. I had to leave. and I never talked to him again.
I'm like, sir, you're licking my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Sir, excuse me, sir. You've been gone for an hour, and now you come back licking my shoulder. Thanks, Morgan.
Let's bring in Karen and Shelby. You are on the MRL Morning Show. Everything on the date was going great. Then what?
Okay, so we were on the date, and I should have known from the very beginning, like, he tried to touch my hand within, like, the first 5 minutes. But everything went okay after that. So when we got home, we FaceTimed that night. And then he is wearing his whitey tighties. Like, I guess he sets his phone up, and, like, he stands up and shows me, like, he's wearing his whitey tighties. And, you know, that's just not something you do. I was really grossed out and freaked out, and I just thought maybe that was something that could possibly, you know, be like a freak, you know?
Yeah, he didn't have sexy underwear.
No, but I mean, you don't just stand up like the first time talking to somebody and show them your junk, you know? Like,
Wait. I'm not sure Roy understands that. No, you don't do that, Karen. He seemed to miss the point.
You know, I thought maybe they waited to the end of the night and that, you know what I mean?
Like she would be more comfortable if it was blue or something.
I love
you know?
That Roy has no idea what's wrong with that scenario.
I thought maybe the night advanced to the point where that was acceptable.
Thanks, Karen.
They're on FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
Clearly, we know how you got Sterling.
Oh, in fact, you know, it's so funny. We were watching Queer Eyes on Netflix now.
Yeah, it's back.
Right. And so we were watching an episode where the group of gay guys are making fun of this straight guy's underwear. And my underwear looks worse than that. And I'm like, okay, I'm throwing it away. All right, let's bring in Krista and Raquel. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
So I don't do cheap well, and I was having a great date. Everything was going good. We were out to dinner. Came time to go, pay the bill, leave a tip, and he barely left 5%.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't do cheap, and I appreciate waitstaff. If you've worked in a restaurant, you appreciate your waitstaff.
So did he have a reason why he didn't tip, Krista? Did he say
bad service?
No, not bad service at all. It's actually excellent service. And he was just like, I do, you know, he left, I think, $5 on a $75 bill, and it was just, that's what I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I would have been so embarrassed. I would have gone back and given the person cash. You know what I mean? Like extra money.
Right.
You know, I've known people, especially, you know, growing up in Roanoke, Virginia, where just some people were just set in their ways. And like, I knew guys that were just, it's just $2. You just always throw in $2. And I'm like, no, it's the amount of the bill. It's not $2.
Yeah.
You know, this is Haley in Harrisburg. You are on the MRL Morning Show. Everything on the date was going great. And then what?
Hey guys. Okay. So, I just recently got out of, like, grad school and stuff, and, you know, I've kind of had a string of bad relationships, and this guy comes along, he's really sweet, you know, kind of pursuing me and stuff, and it made me feel really nice.
Yeah.
So, go on our first date, and we're halfway through the meal, and he calls me by a different name. And I was like, well, that's not my name. Who are you talking about? And I kind of kept at him for a little bit. Eventually, I find out that's his wife's name.
Oh, no.
How did you know?
I kept badgering him, and, you know, he finally was just like, okay, I'll come clean. And, you know, so, I mean, at least he was honest for, you know, after that, but.
You know, I had an experience where I was hanging out with this guy that I was dating and his friends, and the friend called me by the wrong name.
Oh.
And that's what tipped me off, that he had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, Haley, clearly you ended the date right then and there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Thanks for the call. One more.
Okay, this is Kaylin and Shelby. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Everything was going great on the date. Then what happened?
Well, I went to play putt-putt with this guy that I liked for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were there. We were having a good time. And then my ex-boyfriend showed up on the date, confessing his love for me.
In the middle of hole nine.
Do you mind moving away? I'm trying to get the ball through Abe Lincoln's legs here. So, Kaylin, how long had you been broken up with your ex?
About 4 months.
And I wonder, like, how did he know you were there? Oh, how did he know you were there? Did he follow you?
Yeah, that's scary.
I have no idea. I still have no idea to this day because I never talked to him after that. But then, of course, my date never talked to me after that either.
Oh, that's not fair. You can't control.
You can't control if you have a stalker.
Yeah. Right. We really can't. You can't control that your ex is in love with you. In fact, I would think it would have made your date even be more like you. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. See, sometimes you don't want to deal with that, though. Yeah, that
baggage.
Stinks.
That's baggage right there.
Thanks, Kaylin.
You know, I had a friend
especially
one time.
Especially when it's out of your control.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I had a friend one time that told me that he wanted to confess his love for someone. And I'm like, in any movie or anything I've ever read, that's never gone well. Never confess your love. Yeah. You keep that bottled up.
Still to come.
Never a good idea to tell anyone you love them.
You're right. Oh, my God, really?
If it doesn't happen naturally, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they know. Your ex knows that you're still in love with them if you are.
Yeah. All right, so there was a star that was supposed to be here in town for CIAA and missed due to life-threatening situations.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you who it is and the scary moments leading up to that coming up in the Journey in 10 minutes.
Kind of tantrums. Now is the time to call Brain Balance Achievement Centers. Brain Balance has two centers serving Charlotte families. Learn more at brainbalance.com.
Lauren, one of the easy things for us to do as human beings is try and take the easy way out or like the cheapest way out. You know, like if you log onto the internet and you see an ad for something and it's like, hey, deal of the day, mm-hmm. you know, $20. It can't be that good, whatever it is.
Sometimes it can.
Like what, for instance? Like you wouldn't pay for a carpet cleaning company to come in and clean your whole house for $20 on the cheapy deal of the day.
No. I would definitely call somebody that I trusted, like Zerorez. But even Zerorez is hooking people up.
Right. That's a name we can trust. What you got to be careful of is these companies that are trying to charge you, you know, a small amount of money to come in and do your own house. If the deal sounds like it's too good to be true, it is, unless it's from Zerorez, which Manny and Lauren have been talking about forever.
Yes, we trust them in our homes. They use empowered water, so we know it's safe for our kids and pets. And I use them just to get that grime and I mean, you don't even know what's in your carpets. And to be honest with you, I don't want to see what comes out of them.
You get one, two, tree rooms. Clean.
Tree rooms for how much?
Tree rooms for just $119. Call now, 704-509-4488. That's how my grandfather used to say three.
I was going
to
say,
he was from Brooklyn.
Your like Jersey accent is 100% right now.
Tell me you want that tree room guarantee. Anyway, it's time for spring cleaning, thanks to Zerorez.
24 items on the... With Lorez, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we will get to a recap of the 90th annual Oscar Awards from last night. But did you guys see that Khloe Kardashian announced that she's having a baby girl?
I did.
They announced it last night on Keeping Up with Kardashians, and she also tweeted... I am so excited that my daughter will have best friends forever with Stormy in Chicago. We are so thankful for our little princess. Hmm. So Rick Ross was supposed to be here in town for CIAA this weekend, and he was noticeably absent. And that's because he was taken to the hospital on Thursday in Miami. He was found unresponsive and slobbering from the mouth.
Oh,
he does
no.
have a history of seizures. Mm. Now, the rumor is that he's on life support. His family, though, is saying, listen, he's not on life support, and he wasn't even hospitalized. So
jeez. What?
I know. Now, people are saying he had a heart attack. He is having a machine functioning his heart and his lungs as of right now. But you guys know he has, and maybe you don't know this, but he's got a longstanding feud with 50 Cent as well. And
I know all my hip-hop feuds.
Do you know what 50 said?
I know who a 50 Cent is.
No. Do you know what he said?
Oh, what 50 said?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten that deep into the...
The feud.
He said if he dies, he dies.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong with that?
I know.
Come on, people.
Let's have a little compassion.
Did he put his 50 cents in on this?
I like what you did there, Dad.
50 cents, 50 cents, okay.
All right, so last night was the 90th Annual Academy Awards, and Jimmy Kimmel hosted. Long beginning, but they did actually get into the show at some point. Now, the big winners from last night were The Shape of Water, which was nominated for 13, but left with 4, including Best Picture. And the Best Lead Actor of the night went to Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour. Have you seen it?
No. As usual, I haven't seen any of the Oscar award winning films.
Yeah.
I did see Coco.
I did too.
The animated movie. One. I have not seen that.
They sang the song. They performed the song for that.
Frances McDormand left with Best Lead Actress for 3 Billboards, which I did see. And the movie itself is really good. The characters are so messed up.
Yeah.
But their character development is amazing. So I see why they won all these awards.
I've heard good things about that.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, the characters are from Ebbing, Missouri. What else is going on there? They probably are crazy. Ebbing, Missouri.
Sam Rockwell also won for Best Supporting Actor for 3 Billboards as well.
You want to hear little Kimmel? How he got into the Harvey Weinstein thing. You know that was going to come up.
Yeah, let's see how he navigated that one.
The Academy kicked him out, and after they did, I was curious, so I looked it up. You know, the only other person to be
sorry, that was not. This is
that was Weinstein.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Expelled from the Academy ever was a character actor named Carmine Caridi. In 2004, he was kicked out for sharing screeners. Carmine Caridi got the same punishment as Harvey Weinstein. For giving his neighbor a copy of Seabiscuit on VHS.
That's right, yeah, yeah. So it starts off by saying Harvey Weinstein got kicked out of the Academy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so did this other guy.
Shared screeners.
Yeah. By the way, Kimmel's jokes got better than that.
Okay.
The night they did.
I was saying, Kimmel's killing it.
No, he also said that he would give a specific award away to the person with the shortest acceptance speech, because, you know, they go on forever and you've got to be played off. But this is what he wanted to give away.
Whoever gives the shortest speech tonight will go home with...
It's a brand new jet ski! Cruising comfort in the 2018 Kawasaki Ultra 310 LX.
That's funny. So what's great about it...
Mark Briggs, by the way, was the one that went home with the jet ski.
36 seconds.
36-second speech.
I'm all in on that. You know who had the shortest speech? Ever?
Mark, who?
I posted it on my Instagram
last
night.
Who was
Joe
it?
Pesci won for, I believe, Goodfellas.
Uh-huh.
And he got up and he said, "This is an honor and a privilege. Thank you." And walked off.
That's wow. Cool like 7 seconds.
No kidding.
Gosh. But, I'm never cool at anything in my life.
Kimmel came back out at one point and goes, "Hey, I don't think you guys are taking this jet ski thing serious. So I'm going to," he goes, "I know you, I know you actors need motivation. So I'm going to throw in something. We're going to send you to drive. You could ride the jet ski in Lake Havasu in beautiful funny. Arizona." So.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Want to. Kiss traffic.
In honor of the Oscars last night, we're going to give Jim Slade, who does our traffic, 25 seconds. And if he goes over, we'll play him off.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
All right, so let's see.
Gaston County commuters taking a hit now as 85 northbound really backing up on the approach to 485. Turns out a couple of lanes are blocked here with this accident. So a slow go coming across the river at this point. Also trouble on Conference Drive at Idlewild Road and Hoskins at Brookway Drive. Traffic brought to you by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that everyone in the Carolinas deserves with energy that's affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
That's 25 seconds.
It just gets louder.
Yeah.
They turned anybody off last night. How do you play someone off when they're, especially they're talking about the Time's Up movement or the
right.
Me Too movement, right? Like, Meryl Streep's up there and she's like, "And this is for women who get equal pay." And we're like,
gosh.
Cut the music.
Yeah. I mean, they could have kept it from going to commercial last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. The whole list, by the way, of all the Academy Award winners is up on our website, kiss951.com. Lauren, you ready to play CBL?
Let's do it.
You're going to play against John, who's stuck in that traffic we just heard about, coming up in 3 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Bring it.
On Kiss95.1.
Hey, John. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine.
Ooh, I like that.
Wow, he is talking smack already?
Yeah, that was good. That was good, John.
Okay. All right, let's do it then.
I'm ready.
No small talk here.
Get out of the studio.
Wow.
All right, okay, Lorraine is leaving the studio. John, we are on Facebook Live. We got 4 cameras set up in here. You can actually see, if you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, she's out of the studio to where she can't hear these questions.
Can't Beat Lorraine brought to you by Corona Light. Find your beach. And if you win, you're in the running for front row seats at a Hornets game, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Question number one. At one time, there were 3 Kardashians having kids at the same time, but this one is the only one still pregnant, and she just revealed she's having a baby girl. Who is that?
Chloe.
And the Hunger Games the star went on Ellen last week and talked about her drunk alter ego, Gail. What actress was on the interview circuit last week?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
The Hunger Games. Okay, no answer there. What pregnant supermodel was trending this week after bringing a casserole on an airplane with her husband, John Legend?
Chrissy Teigen.
Chris Pratt was spotted on a coffee date with an unknown woman. He plays Star-Lord in what Marvel franchise?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And who hosted the 90th Academy Awards last night?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Come on in, Loren.
I'm going to get him.
You're going down.
Okay. He got four correct.
Okay.
And there's three of them you're not going to get.
Oh, great.
It's a tough one.
Oh, man.
I'm just joking. Here we go. At one time, there were three Kardashians having kids at the same time, but this one is the only one that's still pregnant. She just revealed she's having a baby girl.
Khloe Kardashian.
That's right. 1-1.
This Hunger Games star was on Ellen last week, and she talked about her drunk alter ego, Gail. Which actress was on the internet? Was on the interview tour last week?
J-Law.
That is correct. Unfortunately, John did not have an answer for that one. 2-1.
We would have also accepted Jennifer Lawrence as an answer. Mm-hmm. What pregnant supermodel was trending this week after bringing a casserole on an airplane and is married to John Legend?
Chrissy Teigen.
That's right. We're 3-2.
Chris Pratt was spotted on a coffee date with an unknown woman. He plays Star-Lord in what Marvel franchise?
Something of the Galaxies.
3-2.
Lord of the Galaxies. I know that's not right, but it's
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Dang it.
Yes. Currently we're 3-3 because he got that correct. We're at a dead tie.
Ooh.
See? It counts to get them all right, John. Here we go. Question 5. Who hosted the 90th Academy Awards show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
That is correct. Final score 4-4. The Ren, you got 21 wins because unfortunately, ties stay with the house.
John, what'd you miss? Kardashian?
J-Law, my wife is blowing me up in my ear.
Jennifer Lawrence, she didn't know.
Yeah. All right. John, I'm sorry. It is a tie. All that smack talk.
Hey, at least I didn't lose.
That's
I'm John,
fair.
Stuck in Charlotte traffic. I can't beat Lorraine, but I can't tire.
Thanks all for right, playing, John.
We got to play you off, buddy. Yeah.
Tell your wife we said hi.
There hey, goes bye. John. Thank you, John. From the rest of the show, you will be played off with the Oscar music if you're calling in on the radio show.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
That includes me, too. Play myself right off. We got to get to War of the Roses.
That's the thing. We need that button over here in the event you do get a bit long-winded. We could just, you know what I mean, play you off.
Do I get long-winded ever?
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit.
So there's a girl named Ashley, right?
You and
she dated
say.
A guy named Blake, right? And so Blake said this name in the bedroom, not once, but twice. Called Ashley the wrong name.
Sounds like we need to do War of the
I just want to say War of the Roses is coming up in less than 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You got to get up. Manny, Roy, and Loren
Road. The result, it is backed up almost to 321 at this point. Traffic brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Protect your family with USAA Life Insurance. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions.
You're just joining us. If someone talks too long, we play them off with the Oscar music.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss 95.1 presents the Shamrock Jam. It is on St. Patrick's Day, Queen Park Social. It's going to be the whole brew block. The party kicks off at noon. We're going to have a Journey tribute band. Get your tickets right now at kiss951.com to guarantee. I'm going to filibuster, and I'm just going to keep talking to guarantee.
The music will just get louder, though. We won't even be able to hear you speak.
That is true. If you go to kiss951.com, you can guarantee that you'll get in.
Yeah. War of the Roses in 3 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
For War of the Roses today, Ashley, you've been dating your boyfriend for about a year and a half. So what's different now as opposed to when you started off?
Yeah, well, everything's going great. And then in the last couple months, he's kind of been seeming distant and acting weird and not being conversational. And then the other day when we were moving furniture, he called me, not just one different name, but two different names.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, yeah.
In the same session?
Oh, my God.
So did you say anything to him after he called you the wrong name the first time?
I did not. And because I was, like, in utter shock. And it was, like, at first I thought I, like, misheard it. And then he said this, another different name, and I was like, okay.
Did you keep going or did you stop?
No, I got to get mine, too.
All right, that's fair.
So your name is Ashley. Are you sure? Was it, like, Amy or Ashy?
Oh, no. He said Tina, and then he said Lori.
Okay. All right. So are these, like, I know my husband's ex-girlfriend's names. Are these ex-girlfriends?
Mm-hmm. No.
I also know their social security numbers and where they live.
Yeah. You've reached out to the right show. We're going to find out. Trust me, Ashley. Loren's on it. You don't know any Tinas. You don't know any Loris.
Don't. And I even tried to, like, look it up on his Facebook. I don't think I saw anything there either.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out.
Let me go ahead and call him up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Blake.
May I ask his name?
Hey, Blake. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our monthly Text to Win contest. So I have a beautiful romantic bouquet of red roses for you to send to the one that you love, valued at $100. Congratulations.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
I can send flowers to someone.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm kind of seeing multiple people experimenting.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. Would you like to send it to one of them?
You know what? I don't know if you guys do this. I don't know if this is weird, but is it possible? It's a dozen, right? Could I split them up amongst three?
Oh, sure. We usually just split it two ways, but I can make an exception today.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Let's see.
You just want to send four to each person?
Yeah, I think that would be the easiest.
Okay. Yeah. And let's just start off with the names, and then we can go back and do the individual cards.
Okay.
To go along with it. Who's the first person you'd like to send it to?
Ashley. The first girl.
All right. And the second?
Lori.
Okay, one for Lori.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name?
Tina.
And Tina. All right. You're quite the ladies' man. Three girls, huh?
Well, you know.
Which one of these girls have you been with the longest? Maybe get
Lori.
Her a romantic card.
Lori.
Oh, really? You've been with Lori the longest?
Wait, what?
Oh, hey. Remember me, Ashley?
Hey, Blake, that is your girlfriend. Well, we think it's your girlfriend, Ashley.
One of them.
You're on the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, what the f***?
Ooh, yeah. We busted a cheater, bro. You've been with Ashley for a year and a half.
And you've been with Lori the longest? How long have you been with Lori?
Wait, no, this isn't...
So,
no,
Ashley, you're actually the side piece in this game.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, Ashley, it's not like what you think. Lori and I, we've known each other a really long time.
Clearly.
So what? Yeah. How long have you been with Lori?
You don't get it. So Lori and I, we actually used to be married, and...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that, and so, I mean, I've known...
So there's that.
All right, well, I'm going to ask the next question, and I'm afraid to ask, but were you also married to Tina?
No,
also married to Tina. Wait, what is this? Why am I telling everybody?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Ashley, why don't you tell Blake why he's on War of the Roses?
This is so humiliating. Okay. Well, Blake, the other night when we were moving furniture, you said both their names. You said Tina and Lori to me.
Did you even realize it?
No. What? No, I didn't do that. No. Why would I do that?
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Kiss 95.1.
So you just heard that War of the Roses, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you got in the car and you missed it. Ashley found out that Blake was messing around. He called her two different names when they were moving furniture. And we're in here and we're thinking like, okay, how often does that happen where you're called the wrong name?
It can't happen that often.
And if you were called the wrong name, like Roy says, it might not happen. But if you were called the wrong name, like who did you find out that other name was? The wife?
I mean, you got to be so unimportant for someone to do your, you know what I mean? Give you the wrong name.
I was thinking about that. And I'm trying to think, like, is there a way where you can just accidentally say the wrong name? Like I've called Amanda Loren before.
Yeah.
After spending my whole week with my work wife.
So that's what I was about to kind of bring up is what if you're like in a fight with your significant other and you accidentally call them your ex's name because that fight is so familiar to, you know, to that name.
Great point. It's a familiar fight, same story, right. Different person. Yeah. 704-570-9595. Get to us real quick. If you were ever called a different name in any scenario, like in Ashley's scenario, unfortunately, it was when she was moving furniture. We don't need to hear that. But, you know, any scenario, if you were called the wrong name, who did it turn out to be? 704-570-9595.
You can also send us a tweet at the MRL show.
True.
And make sure you're following us on Instagram at the MRL show. And then, of course, if you want to, we got like four cameras set up up here in the studio. If you want to watch us, you can go to Facebook.com, look up Kiss95.1, and we can hear your story there.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
So this is a quick story out of Maryland. Police say a car in Maryland blew up when the man inside lit a cigarette after spritzing himself with aerosol body spray.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
That used to be a big thing, too.
Right?
Those sprays.
You used to put the lighter and spray.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. You are so immature.
Well, you could dragon it.
I used to do.
We call it the dragon.
My God, that's so stupid.
I'm thinking, like, female, like, and maybe guys had it too. I don't know. But I just pulled out a body spray from under Cash's sink and I was like, oh, I loved this thing. I'm going to throw it in my gym bag.
And it's like an aerosol spray thing?
Yeah. It's like just a little spritzer.
Yeah, don't do it.
You don't smoke, so it's okay.
Right.
Anyway, there is the cigarette and the spray, according to the police report, had a combination of a sudden and violent expansion of air molecules in the car, creating a boom that pushed the roof up, shattered out the front window, and blew out the doors.
I'm assuming he didn't make it.
The driver appeared unharmed.
What?
And was taken to a hospital.
How can the roof blow off, but this guy walks out okay?
He was taken to the hospital for a hearing check.
I would think so. Like, you know, if a bullet or something goes off next to your head and you're not ready for it, you could lose some hearing.
They also said the man smelt rather tasty when they got to the scene.
That's like, you know, when you go to the gas station, it says to turn your car off, otherwise you could explode. Sometimes I don't turn my car off.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that now, Roy, but I am guilty of that too. And my philosophy is, if you watch NASCAR, they come into the pit. They don't turn their car off.
Mm-hmm. But they also don't get in and out.
But they're getting, the guy throws the gas can all over the place.
I know. I get the same thing. Like, I wonder how, I mean, has that ever happened?
I don't know.
All right. So let's bring in.
I have her.
That's what it says on my screen, too. Her. Her.
Hey,
Valentine.
Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, you know. We're okay.
Why does Roy have to answer for us? We're good. We're excited to be here on a Monday with you, Ashley.
Yeah, no, your name said her in the system.
He's still confused.
Ashley and Ballantyne, did anyone ever call you the wrong name? And then what did you find? Who did you find out that name was?
So I never found out who these names were, but it was like me and my boyfriend were dating for like 3 years or whatever at the time. And we broke up and we were kind of like on the outs. And I ended up, we went home together that night and we were falling asleep and his roommates came home wasted and they're banging on the door to try to get in. And they're like, is that Ashley or is it Sarah or Amanda? And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, who are these people? And he's like, no, they're just drunk. It's okay. Like,
yeah.
Did you like stop talking to him right then and there?
Yeah, so that was the last straw. And then I met my husband shortly after that. So I was like,
wow. Wait a minute. In his friend's defense, you know, I would play around back in the day when my friends had, you know, their girlfriend over or something and I came home hammered. Of course, I'd be like, who's in? But jokingly.
Yeah, okay. but the girl wouldn't know that it's a joke. Right. You're just causing problems.
So don't be surprised when your buddy comes out and whoops you because of it.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley.
I was mortified, but I'm like, you know, this is the last straw. Like, this is what.
So there was more to it than just that. Ashley wasn't like, you were thinking that something was up anyway. I mean, or else you would have said it's just a joke, but.
Definitely up, but I was just trying to, like, give him the benefit of the doubt because I was with him for so long. But looking back, I'm like, God, you're such an idiot. Like. Mm. You did not deserve that, but I just thought it was funny.
And you met your husband right after. Good for you, Ashley.
All right, let's bring in Nicole in Salisbury. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Does it really happen? Do people get called two different names?
Yes, actually. My ex-fiancé, whenever he proposed to me in front of hundreds of people, he called me by his ex-wife's last name.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was awful.
So what do you...
Wait, I have so many questions. First of all, what do you mean by hundreds of people?
It was at the Faith Fair.
Like, did he get on a megaphone? Did he just do it in front of a crowd of people? Were you on stage?
We were in the middle of the baseball field before they set off the fireworks.
And
did other people hear the proposal?
Yes. It was on loudspeaker.
Oh, okay. So you were the spectacle, the big moment. And what did you say?
I just kind of gave him a look. And, I mean, I knew he was nervous, so I kind of let it go. But I told him he was pretty lucky because then if it was anybody else, they would have, like, smacked him in the face and walked off the field.
That would have been my reaction.
Your name is Nicole. What was her name?
Well, our middle names are the same, so he called me by her last name instead of my last name.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to say your last name, but okay, I got you. So he said he used your middle name, and you said yes to this proposal, or did he have to do it again?
I told him he had to do it again, but it never really happened, so...
Well, let's go ahead and get him on the phone.
Yeah,
we gotta get this.
Seriously,
we gotta get this
I
proposal.
Feel like you got gypped.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
That was July 4th, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And have you married since? Are you still engaged?
No, we're actually split up now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well,
so.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There was a reason why he kept calling you the wrong name. He's a jerk.
Did it have to do with the ex-wife, why you're not together?
I'm sorry, what?
Did it? The reason that you're not together, does it have to do with the ex-wife?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Nicole. Sorry that happened to you. More people are on hold, Loren. Let's take their calls coming up here in just a few minutes. Then you can let us know what's going on in the dirty, too, okay?
Sure.
All right, don't go anywhere, guys.
Creek Church Road, so coming in from Concord is going to be a little slower than normal. Traffic brought to you by IKEA. Now at the IKEA Kitchen event, IKEA family members get 15% back on kitchen product purchases of $2,000 or more. Financing now available with the IKEA Project Credit Card.
Real quick, people have been holding on for a long time. I don't like to leave them on hold, Roy, right?
Yes, absolutely not. Especially when we're talking about, have you ever been called by another name?
Yeah. Now, Ashley in North Carolina, she didn't have someone call her. She actually did the calling. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hi. Well, I've been with my boyfriend now for a year. But over the summer, we'd only been together a few months. And I called him by my ex's name.
Really?
How did he take that, and in what context?
I was really drunk, and I have a really bad temper when I drink.
Ooh.
and we were
sounds
fighting.
Like the beginning of admitting a problem.
I think I'm gonna start playing her off before things get too crazy. Thank you, Ashley.
With I was drunk and I get angry when I'm drunk probably isn't good for radio.
She was drunk. Let's just leave it at that and move on.
I'm pretty sure her next line was not I walked through a screen door.
I love it. Chris in China Grove, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, it's kind of funny. The story I got is actually about another Ashley. I feel like Ashley is kind of a trend on this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I was in the military, I just got into my first duty station. Yep. And, there's a bunch of new guys, a bunch of new faces. I didn't really know a lot of people. Anyway, one of my coworkers, I'm not going to say his name, but so he has a girl call for him, right? And the only name that I knew, you know, that he had told me as far as somebody that he was dating was this girl, Ashley. So I was like, oh, is this Ashley? Turns out it was his wife.
Oh no!
Yeah, I had like a lot of making up to do for that one.
Yeah, I'd say so. Well,
did that end in divorce?
Yeah, it did. Cool. They're still cool, you know. Like, yeah. I ran into them a few years later, you know.
But you didn't.
Yeah, I guess they were having some other problems. Oh yeah, you don't know these things.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you for your service and thanks for calling from the Grove.
Later, guys.
Love it up there. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, Catch Me Outside Girl isn't going anywhere, and somebody is paying her $1 million to do this. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty, and I'll get you caught up on the Oscars from last night.
Is there any chance that they're asking her, the Academy's asking her to host next year's Oscars, as
no
Jimmy's
chance.
Done it twice
no.
in a row? Okay, that'd be great.
You gotta get us up. It's the dirty on the 30 with Lorraine, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So before we get to the Oscars, Catch Me Outside Girl, she is going on a 25-city tour, and she's being paid $1 million to do it.
I heard now, Roy's getting tickets, just like he did for Cardi B. Yeah, Cardi B's not going to perform.
Yeah, hopefully, Catch Me Outside Girl will just stand there.
You know,
for
I 40
wonder, minutes.
Though, what would she do?
I stand there for 40 minutes.
Stand there and insult people,
Catch
start
me
fights.
Outside, how about
well, she has a whole album. She has a whole song.
I know she does. And it's
Week
actually,
later,
we played
cuts.
It. Some of it was actually
yeah,
kind of good.
Know.
But yeah, that $1 million is going to take her on a 6-week tour run.
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
Okay, so the Oscars were last night. Remember, you know the goodie bags that you get at the Oscars?
Swag bags,
the
yes.
The swag bags.
Yes.
$100,000.
Per bag?
Is what they were worth last night. Yeah. Now, some of the things inside was a 12-night Tanzania vacation for two, a week-long stay at a spa, which I feel like I would be bored after a week at a spa. Like,
yeah, what could
maybe,
you do?
Maybe 2 days, then I'm out. A DNA kit from 23andMe. They even had pepper spray that was in golden and diamond encrusted containers.
Jeez, this Time's Up movement's really
right.
Really hitting the red carpet, huh?
Yeah, and also included in there was a levitating Bluetooth speaker.
What?
Yes. I know, it looks
so
like
bougie.
I know, it's so bougie.
And you know the companies have to pay so much money to even get in the bag.
$4,000 buy-in per company.
That's nothing
and
for these companies,
give,
though.
I guess. That's what it starts at, though. And then you have to give product on top of it. So I would think that you'd be in the hole
and there's gotta be
close to $10,000 by the time you're done with it.
Well, and the value they have to put into each bag has to be hundreds, if not thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
per bag.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm still trying to get a list of the celebrities that avoided Ryan Seacrest last night. But if you watched, because I watched the E! Broadcast, and noticeably, not a lot of big names on the broadcast.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe people were just kind of going the other direction.
Well, and from what I saw is like, because there's two dueling red carpets. There's one on ABC because
right.
ABC had the coverage, and then E! Had their own sidebar thing. And, like, so, like, E! Didn't really touch a lot of Time's Up. and all they kept touching on the red carpet on ABC was Time's Up.
Yeah, that's
polar
our friend.
Opposite broadcast.
Yes.
Clemson grad Nancy O'Dell on the red carpet on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard Seacrest people, the E people, had pre-arranged interviews lined up. Like only Seacrest's friends were going to come by that were guaranteed to not say anything.
Well, and that's what he told, you know, he was like, listen, don't freak out, because E was freaking out thinking that none of these celebrities would come on with him. But, I mean, they did a broadcast. It wasn't like crickets over there.
Sure.
It just wasn't the big name stars that you're used to seeing. Okay, so of course, last night was the Oscars, and Jimmy Kimmel hosted. Now, the big winners of the night was The Shape of Water, which they had 13 nominations and only walked away with four.
They won Best Picture.
Yes, they did win Best Picture. That lead actress went to Francine McDormand, and she probably gave, I guess, the speech of the night, because she wanted all of the women in the room to stand up and join her in accepting this.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors, Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on.
Good for her.
And then lead actor went to Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, which I have not seen. That's on my list.
With
that is your dirty.
And to see what's trending, what's hot, what Loren likes, head over to the website, kiss951.com. Take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you why Amanda and I met someone who was giving us something for the new baby, but why we had to meet them in the back of Target.
That's creepy.
We'll tell you about it coming up in 7 minutes.
Music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Shamrock Jam.
I don't know how to do Irish.
The Shamrock Jam is coming.
Yes. It's going to be coming on St. Patrick's Day, Queen Park Social. The entire brew block's going to be blocked off. We'll have a Journey tribute band. Tickets are $20, or you can win them right now.
Yeah, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for you to come hang with us. Like Roy said, you know what else is great about St. Paddy's Day? Not only is it a Saturday, but it's also like the big tournament's going to be going on. So your Dukes, your NC, your UNCs, your NC States, they all might be playing.
704-570-9595. Call number 9 will get you the Shamrock Jam tickets.
Yep, so come party with us on the 17th, on Saturday, at Queen Park Social.
The Manny Roy. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Congrats to Annette in Concord. How do you catch a fish, Roy?
You go fishing.
Lorraine, how do you catch a fish?
I don't know, with a net?
With a net, yeah.
Thank you. There you go.
A net. Oh, God, I just got
look at a net in Concord. Your dad jokes go for days.
Come on. It's for all the dads out there. Anyway, Annette and Concord won Shamrock Jam tickets. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. We'll give you another pair of tickets, another chance to win. So why did my wife and I, first of all, Amanda is already nesting, Loren. And the one thing I didn't pick up the first time, Roy, when she was pregnant with Dean, was that nesting is a real thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So everything I did poorly the first pregnancy, and I admit it, I'm trying to do better this time. So like, she already found a great deal on a crib. We went and picked it up yesterday.
Good.
Okay. She
now, the previous year, would you have been like, it's too early for that. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have been like, we have till August. What are you doing? Not anymore.
Manny and I were FaceTiming yesterday, and in the background, I could see like a bassinet of like a child's
jump. It's like a busy table that the child sits in. So that's what we found on like a website that has really good deals.
Mm-hmm.
And so Amanda's talking to her, and she's like, hey, meet me in front of the Target, and we'll exchange there. Like, I'm here. I'm up right up the street from you. And so we bought this little jumpy thing and a bassinet, right? And so we're driving there, and all of a sudden she texts Amanda. She goes, no, check that. Make it behind the Target.
What?
Yeah.
Were you like, why?
Yeah. So Amanda's like, see, I'm glad you came with me, because this is super shade. Like, why does she want to meet behind the Target?
Yeah.
And why does your wife think you're going to protect the event something goes down?
Who do you think you're just going to bail? You better protect her. That's your wife and unborn child, mister.
Let's cut to Mamie and trying to help Amanda.
No, we're kidding. We're kidding, of course.
So she's like, thank God you came with me. And so we pull up, and it's like, you know, a mom minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman gets out, and she's super nice, and she's dying laughing. She goes, y'all, I told two people they can have this, you and another person, and I don't want the other person to see me giving it to you right now. I'm going to tell them that I'm not here. She got confused.
Oh, that's awkward.
That's so shady. So how did she decide that you get it?
First come, like, we got there first.
Oh, so she did, hey, first come, first serve,
I'm
here.
She didn't want the other person who she told yes to see her doing it. So we went behind the Target. Like, that's the shadiest of shady deals.
I mean, did you check the furniture? Make sure there's nothing stored inside?
No. Yeah. Like, yeah, any drugs or anything?
I feel like maybe your bassinet is stolen.
Yeah.
She did tear out of there rather quickly now that I think of it.
She's like, you know what? I carried it out the back door of Target. The front door was a little conspicuous. So.
Enjoy your stuff.
Yeah, meanwhile, Target security's running after you because it just got lifted.
Don't worry. They're in the front lot.
Did you guys ever have to go pick something up that wasn't shady, but it totally looked shady?
Oh, good gosh.
You know, like, I think anytime you meet in the parking lot, and it's the safe thing to do, you should never go to somebody's house, right?
Absolutely.
But anytime you meet in the parking lot, I think there's some shade thrown in, you know?
Of course. Like, I mean, I've gone with friends who, a friend of mine was going to sell his car, and so I drove in the car, and I hid in the parking lot to watch. To make sure
everything was on the up and up.
To make sure everything. Yeah. I'm like three rows over watching it. And then I notice them two get into the vehicle. And I'm like, oh, they're going to do a test drive. I should probably follow them
to make sure
that the guy doesn't drive off with the car. The
guy's like, we're being tailed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Roy's flashing his horn and honking his lights.
That's probably the most shadiest thing.
That's the shadier part of the whole thing.
I'm the shady part watching in a distance.
By the way, there's somebody watching you right now. That's what your friend is saying.
Right. He messed up. I got snipers out there.
And he's in the parking lot and he's willing to blow his horn and it's loud.
Yeah.
Here's what Roy would do if anything happened, like anything out of the ordinary.
What were you going to do?
He's on to us. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm. This deal's not going so well. I gotta roll. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Me just laying on the horn.
Roy, do me a favor. I'm gonna go buy this bouncy thing that my daughter needs to be in or my son needs to be in. Can you please do me a favor and just watch? If you see anything shady, start honking. Okay, yeah, no problem, Manny. Go ahead. I'm like, okay, can I Venmo you the money? Everything's going smooth. All of a sudden I hear like
you just run.
You're like, there's nothing shady going on. No, I'm just laying on the horn. No!
Don't do it!
Now it's your turn. 5.1.
All right, according to foreigners, this is the sexiest American accent. Go.
Southern.
Yeah. Southern people have the best.
That's easy.
Southern California?
No, Southern, like, Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you saying, like, surfer? No.
Like?
No, LA like girl?
Like, a Southern draw.
Like, vocal fry California Southern?
No. So, mm-hmm. Southeast. Like, Alabama, you know.
You are correct, Roy.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Deep South, 20%.
Which I think it's because people in the South are a lot nicer.
Right. It doesn't matter what they say. It sounds sweeter.
Yeah.
The top seven American accents, according to Europeans, Deep South was one. New York was two.
What?
What do you want from me? Hey, shut up in your mouth.
Yeah, I went to New York City and I got yelled at and called names.
I was going to say, it just sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what we need you guys to do. This is like roll call. Nicole, line up one of each. We need a really good Southern accent. That could be Josh from Lancaster. We need a New Yorker. That could be our friend Michelle, who calls in from Waxhaw.
Mm-hmm.
She's straight from New York. I need a good Bostonian.
Bostonian, yeah.
I don't think we have one that calls the show.
Mm-mm.
That was number three. Boston accent was number three.
Really?
Number four was the vocal fry of Southern California. So we need somebody from SoCal.
So if you have any of these accents, 704-570-9595.
Deep South, New York, Boston, and SoCal. We would like one of each to demonstrate the top four sexiest accents according to foreigners.
When you got into the business, did everyone tell you to have a Midwestern accent?
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Neutral. They all wanted neutral.
Yeah, I was told. Yeah.
I was always told Midwestern because evidently that is neutral.
Now, sometimes I'll go back and I'll listen to the podcast and I'll hear, like, I'll say something and I'm like, whoa, that was very New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Pittsburgh and we say all kinds of strange things there. I, for my entire life, thought I was saying color, like the color blue, mm-hmm. and I was saying the Keller blue.
Mm.
My entire life, I thought Keller was color.
Yeah, you do say weird things. Like, you don't say toilet. You mm-hmm. say toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flush the toilet.
I'd say color. What color is that?
Oh, my gosh.
The New York accent sounds bullying, doesn't it?
It does. Sounds like you're always angry.
Like I said, it's just aggressive.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. The first accent we have is Annette in Concord. Is this the Annette that won the Shamrock Jam?
This is the Annette.
Hey, congratulations. Hey,
congratulations.
And I do detect a Southern accent.
A bit of a Southern accent, and I've actually met you at an event, and I offered to bring you bacon chocolate chip cookies. So, yes, we are known for our hospitality.
Mm.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Annette with a beautiful Southern Alabama accent. Now, if you could pick another accent in the country, Annette, that you like, which one would it be?
It definitely wouldn't be New York because I lived in New York and it was like I was the one speaking the foreign language.
Yeah.
You don't ask for a buggy.
No.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
You want a what now?
Uh-huh. And they didn't know what fixin' was. I'm fixin' to go shopping. They didn't have a clue what that was.
By the way, Sterling hates that I say that. He hates that I say, well, hey, I'm going to go fix some popcorn. Or I'm going to go fix a drink. He's like, it's not broken.
Yeah. It's just a term.
Fix it. The funny thing about living in New York with the Southern accent, the men loved it. The women were just flat out rude.
Oh, really?
But I had my two boys when I was there. They were, they're now 30 and 29. But when they started kindergarten, they had my accent, and they were both born in New York. But I was like one of the few that didn't have a nanny that raised them. They stayed home with me. When they started school, they had the sweetest little accents, and the teacher said, well, good morning, students. Where are you from? And my little one said, New York City.
Upper East Side.
No, where were you born? And he said, I was born in New York City.
You know, the Bronx. I've been out there.
Straight out the Bronx.
Come on.
You ever heard of Hell's Kitchen?
How can we convince people that we were born in New York City? And I was you should be proud of that.
Wait, hold on, Annette, because here is Jason from Harrisburg. Jason, where are you from?
I'm from Harrisburg. I'm originally from the Bronx.
Oh, no. Good. Well, say hi to Annette from Concord.
What up, Annette? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Great.
Now, could you imagine if you met someone, Jason, that sounded like Annette, and they're like, yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah, that's not going to fly with me.
No, it would be like if Annette accidentally bumped into Jason's car on the Cross Bronx Expressway or something, and she got, bless your heart, I'm so sorry.
Yes. We used to walk on the street just to shop down Macy's, 34th Street, and people were all the time handing out these little flyers, and I would take one. I would say, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You ain't supposed to take anything when you're in New York City.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
And my husband finally stopped me on the corner, and he was like, don't make eye contact, and don't take another piece of paper from anybody.
Is that right,
Jason? And I was like,
Jason?
That's going to be rude.
Yeah, I tell everybody, if you're going to go to New York, don't look up. Don't walk around like a tourist. Just keep your eyes straight.
And everything's – and keep moving, for God's sake. So, and walk fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one other little story.
It was weird when I –
Hold on one second, Annette. Hold on. Let Jason – go ahead, Jason.
When I first got out here, I was looking for some directions. This lady said, come on, I'll show you. No. I don't follow nobody.
I've seen this movie. I know this story.
That's pretty funny.
We got to run. Thank you, guys.
It's 95.1.
So mark March 11th down. That's the date that you want to keep on your calendar. That night, Fox is going to air this OJ special that was recorded in 2006. It's called Hypothetically, it's called O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, where inside of it, he says, hypothetically, I had an accomplice.
Mm-hmm. It's so strange because through the whole thing, he kind of breaks down what happened that night, but he's all talking about hypothetically.
And he's going back and forth between the first person and the third person, which is why people think it's a confession, because they're assuming he has multiple personality disorder now.
Yeah, and what's amazing is that this thing has sat there since 2006.
That is the true amazing, that people are able to keep a secret right? this long.
But according to TMZ, here's what you're going to see. OJ speaking in the third person about how he would have committed the murders, like you just said. Mm-hmm. And during the taping, OJ describes admitting to going to see Nicole to scare the crap out of her the night that she was killed, saying that he showed up in the Bronco with a friend, brought a knife, wore a hat and gloves for dramatic effect.
He said he brought a friend with him?
Mm-hmm. OJ talks about seeing candles lit in Nicole's room as if she was expecting the company of another man. He describes becoming enraged when Ron Goldman shows up with the sunglasses Nicole left at the dinner table at the restaurant
now,
that night.
Help me, because, again, I was like two when this mm-hmm. happened. Was there ever any evidence to suggest that maybe he did have an accomplice?
No, I don't think so.
Because the other side of that, just me thinking out loud here, if he did have an accomplice, there's no way that guy would have kept a secret this long.
Well, and here's my whole thing, is if you had somebody with you, if you and a friend showed up, why wouldn't you throw that friend on the bus to corroborate your
right.
story?
Well, there's always been a rumor, too, that maybe OJ's son did it. Mm-hmm. And OJ did all this just to cover it up so that his son wouldn't go to jail. But the thing is, the glaring thing, Roy, is that the DNA was at the scene.
Yeah.
In his Bronco.
All over his house.
And at his house. His blood.
Yeah.
So at one point, too, in the special that airs on Fox on March 11th, he says, OJ says, he describes blacking out and then coming home covered in blood. So the whole thing is O.J. Simpson, the lost confession. Is it really a confession? We don't know. So, but it's going to air.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I mean, I don't know why I'm so, everybody's so enamored with this, because Roy, you don't realize it, but O.J. was like this prominent American figure, mm-hmm. an athlete, an African-American athlete that, you know, white people who might have had issues, some race issues, accepted him. You know what I mean? Like it was a big deal back in the 60s when he was in college, and in the 70s in the NFL.
Right.
To have OJ be kind of the spokesperson who transcended both races, and then all of a sudden this trial became about race, which was so amazing.
I was pretty young when this whole thing was going on, but old enough to know what had happened. And I remember watching the trial unfold with my aunts. Like, we would sit on the couch. Like, it was a whole thing. The whole family would come over. It was like,
hey, get the popcorn.
It was on nonstop.
Reality TV before reality TV.
I'm pretty sure E won the rights to the trial.
Really?
And Judge Ito, the judge, was on every day, no matter what was happening in the trial. It was on like 24/7.
Wow.
Here's a little bit of what you're going to hear on Fox on March 11th.
I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before. It takes place the night of June 12, 1994, and it concerns the murders of my ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her young friend, Ronald Goldman.
And then he goes on to say, I'm going to tell you things that only I know.
Yeah, he says he knows the story like nobody else knows the story, but he blacked out.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is very weird.
Can't wait.
Yeah, very, very calculated for him to release it.